Auburn accomplishes step one in keeping NCAA tournament hopes alive. Welcome into this edition of the Barn Hoops podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jacob Hillman, and Auburn defeats Mississippi State 79-61 in the first round of the SEC tournament, ultimately keeping its NCAA tournament hopes alive and in hopes that the selection committee will favor the Tigers in the strength of schedule, and everything else that goes on that resume is very important at this point. So we're going to break down this Ole Miss or the Mississippi State game and kind of a look ahead to tomorrow against Tennessee, and then especially what's still to remain on the bubble, and kind of some rooting interest, because that's going to be a very important factor. And if Auburn is to make the NCAA tournament, it's how other teams that are currently on the bubble, like the Tigers, how they fare in these ball games. Make sure you're subscribed right here to the Barn Podcast Network on YouTube and hit the like button or wherever you listen to your podcast for all the content that's being pushed out. So, again, this game against Mississippi State, 79-61, a little less than a month ago, Auburn goes to Starkville, goes down big, allows a career high by Josh Hubbard, and you just feel like that was as bad as it was going to get. And Auburn comes back in that game, takes a 7-point lead at the under four timeout, and then just loses the game in really frustrating fashion. Fortunately, it was the other way around today, where Auburn was able to get a big lead early in the second half. Actually, its biggest lead ended up being at the final buzzer by 18 points. But when Auburn took that lead in the second half by about 10 points, or Mississippi State fought its way back, and Auburn was able to respond and continue to extend that lead and hold that lead. And it was very, very critical for the Tigers to do that and kind of show just how different the mindset is for this team going forward and into the postseason and to keep it alive as long as possible. And that's going to be critical for this team as we continue on with conference tournament weekend. So, I mean, some of the best performances. One, Keyshawn Murphy. I start with him because of how he started the game and the fact he only played 4.5 minutes in the first half due to committing a foul and then getting assessed the technical foul after he hit that 3-pointer in front of the Bulldogs bench, turned around, must have said something, and he was assessed the technical foul. And from there, he really didn't play the rest of the first half. So he scored Auburn's first 7 points of the contest, got pulled as soon as he scored that 7th point, and didn't play again the rest of the first half. And it showed, quite frankly, and that moment kind of flipped the script a little bit on the Tigers and how this game really panned out, specifically in the first half. Auburn trailed 33-30 at halftime. And, I mean, yeah, the Bulldogs led by their largest lead came with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Auburn able to cut that down to 3 points. You talk about the middle eight and how important that is. For Auburn to do that without Keyshawn Murphy was absolutely key. And he came back in the second half, ultimately played 21 minutes, scores 15 points, grabs 9 rebounds, career high 4 steals, and he has that huge block at the end of Josh Hubbard against his former teammate, against his former team, his alma mater. That was a huge moment for him. He was obviously very much looking forward to this game after this performance that he had against Mississippi State in Starkville. Completely understandable. He played poorly, and he'll tell you that in Starkville. And he came out and he played like he had something on the line, and this team does as they play here in Nashville. So I was just really impressed by him. Obviously, Kevin Overton has continued a hot streak. He scores 22 points, 8 of 19 shooting, 6 of 12 from 3. And there's several notes, actually, about KO and just how great he shot the ball and continued. So he has 6 3-pointers, SEC tournament Auburn record for Kevin Overton. That was a big deal. And I'm just kind of going down the list. And you know, I was with the Auburn Sports Network crew today with Voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, and Coach Randall Dickey. And we get our notes from our great team of communications. And man, I mean, listen to this one. 18 points, Auburn's sixth largest margin of victory in the SEC tournament all time. And then this is the kicker, 61 points allowed. Mississippi State scored 61 in this game, season low against an SEC opponent. The previous low was 66 at Ole Miss, of course, a game that Auburn won back in January. So this is very much a factor of this team. You could tell in the building that there was an elevated sense of urgency. And I think there's been a sense of urgency over the last few weeks, and some would probably argue that that hasn't been the case, but there certainly has been. It was definitely elevated in Nashville in that game against Mississippi State. You could tell in some of those timeouts and just the way this team was playing when Keyshawn Murphy, and that's a little bit deeper than just playing for the tournament lives, but getting that technical foul was a fiery play, and he I mean, I think it was worth it, quite frankly. It got the team to lock in, and Mississippi State definitely went on its run after that happened, but it was a big moment in that game. And that's just not to mention just holding Josh Hubbard to 22 points, and that's crazy to say holding him to 22 points, but he has seven games of 30-plus points this season. No other SEC player has three. So I just think that was a key. He was 8 of 25 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3. So he's completely inefficient shooting the ball. He's minus 14 on the floor, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. So he doesn't even get to the free throw line all that much. And just 3 assists. He only turns it over one time. Auburn was able to force Mississippi State into some critical turnovers that turned into 14 points for the Tigers. It just wasn't Hubbard that was the one turning it over. And again, you go back to that game in Starkville, and those threes just piled up in the first half. Hubbard hit a couple of threes, and it felt like he might try and keep it going, and they went on their runs even to make the game close in the second half. But Auburn constantly responded, and that was so, so good to see. I mean, I think the only thing with the first half, I don't want to be too negative about this game, because I mean this was Auburn played its best half of basketball in the second half against Mississippi State. It was the best half of basketball Auburn's played since probably that Florida game. Maybe that Alabama first half, if you want to remove the last 2 minutes where Alabama got right back into it. So I just what I'll say was paint points. Defending the paint was another issue, was an issue again, like it was Saturday against Alabama. And second chance points. It became less of an issue in the second half on both fronts. But in the first half, certainly, Mississippi State had its way with Auburn, specifically in the paint and getting second chance opportunities. So in that first half, Mississippi State had 18 paint points to Auburn's 6 and second chance points 10 to Auburn's 4. Obviously, that all kind of evened out in the second half, and Mississippi State struggled with just 28 total points in the second half. But it's just something that is going to be very important tomorrow against a physical, tough Tennessee team that Auburn's going to, because this Tennessee team, and I don't want to jump too far ahead here, but this Tennessee team is an offensive team that you can, we saw it in Knoxville that Auburn was able to have success against it. But if you're letting them get rebounds off on the offensive end and really just dominating the paint, that's where you're going to have your issues. So I think it's very important for Auburn to clean that up tomorrow. And it'll be good to have, hopefully Keyshawn Murphy doesn't commit 2 fouls in the first 4 minutes of action and has to sit the rest of the first half. That was a primary reason for it. So as long as he's available and he's in the game, then I feel comfortable about where Auburn is on that front in the second half. And of course, I mean, you can't talk about an Auburn game without talking about guys like Todd Pettiford and Keyshawn Hall. Hall, obviously, he scores 14 points. So, I mean, it's not a super low scoring output, but it's 6 points lower than his season average. And what it seems like, he's really not the one facilitating the offense, like certainly Pettiford is, and Tahad had 5 assists and 1 turnover. Incredible job by Tahad being the orchestrator on the offense. He also grabbed 6 rebounds and scored 13 points. Like, you're taking that every single game from Tahad Pettiford on the way out. But Keyshawn, he's 4 of 9 from the field, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, makes a 3, grabs 3 rebounds, dishes out 2 assists. And that's what you need. I mean, he is definitely occupying a defender. Teams are game planning for him, and it's opening things up, specifically, I think, for Kevin Overton, who's just been red hot over the last couple of weeks. So it'll be very important for this team to continue utilizing that. And here was the big one. Elijah Freeman, he's starting to come along, man. 7 points and 10 rebounds, a career high for Elijah Freeman. That we've talked about it all year. He also had 2 steals, and one of those led to a big dunk. But Freeman, on the rebounding front, it always seems like he's in position and he can just jump over anybody. It could be a 7-footer, and Elijah's going to outjump that guy and go for the rebound. So just an impressive performance from him in his first SEC tournament, obviously coming from Division II last year. Sebastian Williams-Adams, obviously people are going to point to his shooting and his scoring, but I still think that he's doing what he needs to do out there as a defensive asset. And that's the same thing with Filip Jovic. High energy, and that's what both of those guys provide, especially down low. When Keyshawn is out, they're keeping things at bay. And while Mississippi State found its most success against these two guys down low, they didn't let it get out of hand. And that's very important. It was a 3-point game at halftime. It wasn't like Auburn was down 10 and had to make some epic comeback. It was down 3, and they were able to run away from there. So, again, a huge performance for Auburn against Mississippi State. First round of the SEC tournament, do or die, quite frankly. If you lose that game, you know your chances at the NCAA tournament are next to zero. And here's another one. A big deal for Stephen Pearl to get that win, as he ties Joel Eaves for the most wins for a first-year Auburn head coach ever. Joel Eaves in 1949-50. He matched Stephen Pearl and the wins that he has this season. That's a huge note. So I continue to be, I'm encouraged by these kinds of things and how Auburn could potentially maybe make a run here in Nashville. But the test is infinitely tougher tomorrow against Tennessee. Tennessee team has been without Nate Ament as of late, so we'll see if he's available tomorrow against the Tigers. And I would imagine Rick Barnes will play him if he is ready, and Ament will want to go as well as the freshman wanting to play in Tennessee's home state, obviously in front of all those fans. So that's a big deal. And when you look back at that game in Knoxville for Auburn, Tigers shot 31 threes, I think, in that game and didn't shoot it well. So I think we'll certainly see a different game plan, more so like we saw against Mississippi State. And Auburn shot 33s, but I mean, that's because Kevin Overton was red hot. And if he is again tomorrow against the Volunteers, let him keep shooting. And we'd love to see that. But I think you're going to be looking at a lot of mid-ranges and drives to the basket, like we got from Keyshawn Murphy, like we saw from Taha Pettiford and Keyshawn Hall as well. Those are going to be what wins you a basketball game against the Tennessee Volunteers. So excited to see that pan out. And now I kind of want to dive into the bubble and where things are looking now. I don't know if Bart Torvik has updated and what the tournament odds look like at this point. But obviously Auburn's looking like first team out kind of at this point going into this game. And you had to win that game to have a chance. It hasn't quite updated. It was 12.2% going into the Mississippi State game. It's still that. So when we look at some of these teams that are going to have an impact on whether Auburn gets in or not, one, you can't have any mid-majors steal a bid. So pulling for Miami of Ohio to win the MAC tournament, you're pulling for VCU to lose in the A-10, and you're pulling for New Mexico and San Diego State to lose in the Mountain West. Those are kind of the three mid-majors where they've got some bids locked up that are not automatically qualified. You don't want any of those four teams or any of those three teams to win the A-10 or Mountain West. You want Miami of Ohio to win, and because they're going to be in the tournament. So in the high major side, the ACC has been good to Auburn so far. On Tuesday, Virginia Tech and Stanford both lost. Both of those teams are pretty much eliminated. They're not going to make it. And then earlier, about the same time that Auburn was playing against Mississippi State, SMU loses to Louisville in the ACC tournament, a positive result. And then as I record this, Cal is getting underway against Florida State. Auburn's going to want Cal to lose. And here's the thing. Even if some of these teams win their first game that we're talking about, Auburn just needs to go further than them. Auburn needs to win tomorrow against Tennessee. Because that's a matter of the fact is that Auburn's in a position that it needs to win games and get, again, the resume looks fine other than the record. The record is the whole issue here. That's what everyone says, like 16 loss team in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, you can't be 17 and 16. You're going to have 18 or 19 wins. And Auburn can do that with a win over Tennessee tomorrow. In the Big Ten, it's Indiana. It faces off against Northwestern. That game is well underway. Those are kind of the big ones out of the ACC and Big Ten. Let's see if I can get an update on it. And again, as I record this, Indiana leads Northwestern by one headed to halftime. So that's a big one. And then here's the really interesting ones. I think in the Big 12 and the SEC, first of all, Cincinnati completely blows it against Central Florida. Cincinnati had a 12-point lead at one point in that game, and the Golden Knights come back and force overtime and win it 66-65. So another huge result for Auburn. Auburn needed Cincinnati to lose that game. And then the nightcap in Kansas City is going to be TCU and Oklahoma State. Auburn needs the Cowboys to lose that game against TCU. Horned Frogs are in the field. They're solidly. But Oklahoma State's hanging in there a little bit and has a chance to make it. Now the critical ones, I shouldn't say the critical ones, but in the SEC, kind of what we're familiar with, you're pulling for the lower seeded teams in this nightcap of the SEC tournament first day with Ole Miss over Texas and South Carolina over Oklahoma. I don't think Oklahoma has any shot at making the tournament, quite frankly. But a loss to South Carolina would certainly assure that. And then the Oklahoma-Texas. It's wild that Texas has dropped as far as they have, as far as NCAA tournament consideration goes. I didn't think Texas was going to drop like this, but they've had a rough end to the season that has caused that, losing four of their last five regular season games. So a loss by them certainly helps Auburn, especially because the Tigers have that regular season win over the Longhorns. That's a huge deal. So those are just some of the teams to keep up with. I think it's worth the scoreboard watch and track them throughout the week, because like I said, everything's gone well for Auburn so far as I record this. And by the time I upload this, I'm sure one of those teams is going to win and that'll be different, but just keep track of them and we'll see what happens come Selection Sunday, because Auburn still has the toughest strength of schedule in college basketball. It still has maybe the best win in college basketball at Florida by 9 points. And that is all going to be under consideration when we get to Sunday and the selection committee releases that bracket. And it'll be stressful. It's probably the most stressful Selection Sunday that Auburn's going to face. I mean, I guess in the Pearl era, since Bruce Pearl got hired, every tournament Auburn's made, is they've been solidly in. I guess if you go back to 2023, there was some, I mean, you knew Auburn was in. It just, you were looking at the 8 and 9 seed. Is Auburn going to get a 7 seed maybe? But you knew the Tigers were in. This year, not the case. So it'll be interesting to see how these teams fare and if the narrative shifts a little bit. It was interesting. John Rothstein, he tweeted out after Auburn beat Mississippi State, if I can find it really quickly. But the way he phrased it, and listen, he works for CBS Sports, the NCAA tournament broadcaster. He said, Bubba Watch, over Auburn over Mississippi State. If the Tigers beat Tennessee on Thursday in Nashville, and he said they'll be in his NCAA tournament bracket. That's a pretty big deal that there's a little bit of a narrative shift with the national media if Auburn is to get a win over Tennessee. So we'll see how it goes. Auburn and Tennessee tomorrow at 2:00 in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. And it's the biggest game of the season because it could be the last, and we don't know that until Selection Sunday. But you play it like that, and like I said, I was impressed by the sense of urgency that Auburn showed against Mississippi State. Not to say that there wasn't any in the last few weeks of the regular season, but you could tell that they took it to another level. So I'm excited to see it all unfold, and Auburn gets through Tennessee, then, I mean, I think Vanderbilt's a decent matchup for Auburn, that they could even win that game and get to Saturday. So that's, if Auburn does that, I feel pretty good. Again, looking back at the last episode, I think I brought up the 2022 Texas A&M case where the Aggies make it all the way to Sunday to lose to Tennessee by 15 in the tournament final, and they get left out. The difference is how strong the bubble is, and I know people are sick of hearing about that, but it's just the facts that the bubble in 2026 is pretty dang bad. Like, Auburn probably should not, in any other year, Auburn with this record and everything is not under any consideration. But that's not the case. So hopefully Auburn can continue to win and make a run here in Nashville. So make sure you're subscribed right here. Hit the like button on the Barn Podcast Network YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be breaking down all these games as they happen here in Nashville, getting to take it in from right in front of me. So excited to see how this week continues to pan out. Hopefully Auburn can go out and get a win over Tennessee. Like I said, I think the Tigers, the way they faced off against the Volunteers at the end of January, it was a solid fight. And I think that they can win that game. I think they even got it close at one point and had a chance to take the lead, just couldn't quite do it. So make sure you're subscribed for all the breakdowns. And when the season comes to an end and there is more basketball to be played in this season, we'll look ahead to the offseason and transfer portal and everything that goes into that, because it's going to be a wild, wild ride over the next few months for Auburn basketball. So once again, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Barn Hoops Podcast.